It's time for our weekly roundup of the top news going on in Wisconsin with our news guy, WPR's Assistant News Director, Noah Ovchinsky. Noah, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And happy Friday, by
the
way.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Yeah.
Well, the governor has been busy this week. He signed a whole bunch of legislation that lawmakers had passed a while back. Let's, 20 or more, right?
Yeah, 20 plus. I think at last count, it was 25 bills signed.
Okay, well, we can't hit all of them.
We'd
be here a long time. But let's hit some of the key pieces.
So there are a few that I'd like to outline, mainly because I think they were controversial, mm-hmm. And ones that people have been paying a lot of attention to. One deals with the controversial proposed mining site in the Pinoki Hills. There was some debate as to whether or not the state government should control access because of protests earlier this year, where protesters came to the mine and harassed the workers and things like that. And so the governor just signed legislation that establishes basically a 600-foot barrier around, things that you need for mining, roads, equipment, that sort of thing.
And who would enforce this?
Well, the DNR obviously would be in a position to enforce it. They also, under this legislation, have the power to, close off, more land if they find that the situation has actually become unsafe for, the mine workers or for the public in general. When this legislation was initially proposed, it basically would have closed down a lot of land. I mean, I think like 3,000 plus acres around this proposed mining site. So as opposed to blocking out all this land to public access, they're just creating this barrier.
Kind of a buffer zone.
Exactly, exactly.
This is one of the many sub-controversies of the bigger controversy of the iron mine. Is either side happy with this? The mining company had wanted more. Opponents obviously wanted not at all.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think this is probably middle ground, my guess. But both sides will find a reason not to like it. People are very passionate about this issue.
And will continue to be, I'm sure. What other ones did you want to highlight today from what the governor signed?
Yeah, the other one, this is actually the second session in a row that the legislators have spent a lot of time on this sort of landlord-tenant relationship. Mm-hmm. Of course, big deal in a lot of the towns here in Wisconsin that have, their college towns, Madison, La Crosse, you name it. Most of the towns here in this state have a campus in them. So this is one of those issues that is always a hot topic. And basically what this bill did, the bill that the governor just signed, it makes it easier for landlords to dispose of any property that an evicted tenant leaves behind. And it also lets landlords tow, parked vehicles without first calling police.
And this one was seen as a win for landlords,
definitely,
a loss
yes.
for tenants' rights groups.
Exactly, right, exactly. Before the landlords would have had to call the police in order to tow parked vehicles. Now they don't have to. This is definitely a win for the landowners, the landlords.
And these are both these pieces of legislation passed by the Republican majority.
Yes.
What was the – I don't remember how Democrats – were they? Was it a strict party line vote on those?
I can't say for sure, but I'm sure there were Democrats who were against it.
And then one piece of legislation that he didn't sign, still waiting.
Yeah, so there's at least one piece of legislation sort of hanging out there that we don't know when or if the governor will actually sign it, and it has to do with Native American mascots. And again, this is another controversial piece of legislation, and basically what it does is it makes it easier for school districts to keep Native American mascots, even if members of the public object to them. And the governor has, I believe, until the end of next week to sign it, or else I believe if he doesn't act one way or the other, it automatically becomes law.
And under the current system, one person could bring it to the Department of Education, and then they would review it, decide if the school could keep the mascot. Now
right.
The bar is much higher.
The bar, that's exactly right. There is a process in place. Under this new legislation, there still will be a process in place. But as you say, the bar will be much higher in order to change these mascots.
Is there, I don't know if we have a sense of whether he's going to sign it or just let it pass unsigned. A lot of controversy on this one.
Yeah, he hasn't said I don't think anybody really has an idea other than maybe the governor or a member of his staff.
And a lot of us have hunting on our minds. One piece of legislation there.
Yeah, one piece of legislation he signed actually creates a crossbow season, something that we have not had. and, of course, the license in order to do it. And basically what it does is it establishes the season and the license. And in this case, the archery season, it goes with the archery season. They'll be concurrently done. And in the past, only people who met certain criteria could actually use a crossbow to hunt. Now it's open to everybody.
Okay, so more crossbows out there in hunting season. Moving away from what the governor signed this week and getting back to the mining issue, the Harvest Camp, we've been covering a lot. Mike Simonson, a reporter up in that area, has spent a lot of time tracking the progress. First, remind us what the Harvest Camp is.
Right. So a Harvest Camp is a camp that the Lac-Courtierais have set up, and it's been there now. This is county forest land, by the way, in the area near the proposed mining site. And it's an area where they've done a lot of cataloging of the environment's natural features, animals and plants and that sort of thing. It's been very controversial because they've been in this county land for a long time, and there are members, there are officials there in Iron County who would like to see them leave this forest land.
And there have been some developments now, and they're still ongoing. What happened this week?
Right. So earlier this week, the Forestry Committee in Iron County actually voted to evict the Lac-Courtierais from this harvest camp.
So this is a committee of the Iron County Board. Mm-hmm. So what's next now? Is it going to go to the full board?
Yeah, well, the vote had come after the county and the tribe had been negotiating really for months, and apparently to no avail. And the LCO, the Lac-Courtierais tribe, argues that they have the right to conduct research. County officials claim they're essentially just camping. Mm-hmm. And if they're just camping, if that's the case, then they should be evicted. The full board was supposed to take this up early next week, but I just found out from Mike Simonson, and as you may have just heard during the newscast, actually, that it has actually since been taken off the agenda.
Okay, so that's still hanging out there. If they did end up meeting and voting to evict, then what?
Right. So if the board does vote to evict, and officials indicate that they may take this up again early next year, so this issue definitely is not over. If they do, then the county corporate council must get an order from a court in order to evict them. And one of the reasons that has been given for this delay of taking it off the agenda is so that they could really assess what their legal exposure is if the county decides to evict the tribe from this forest land.
Okay, and Mike Simonson up in Superior is going to be watching this one, I bet.
Very close eye, keeping a very close eye on it.
Well, you reminded me, off my radar, we've got some kind of election coming up next year in Wisconsin.
A couple important seats, I gather,
governor. And our congressional delegation is up, of course, for re-election, and some news there this week.
Yeah, so in election news, the first person to challenge Congressman Sean Duffy has actually stepped forward. Kelly Westland, who's an Ashland city councilwoman and a small business owner, held a press conference this week where she announced she was running against him.
And did she say why, what her focus was in this race?
Well, she said if she's elected, she will focus on raising the minimum wage. That would be a priority for her. And during the campaign, she says she will focus on Congressman Duffy's role in the partial government shutdown. Of course, he was in support of the government shutdown, as well as other budgetary matters.
Now, this seat is important. We've got a bunch of seats that are basically safe seats for either party. This one, Democrats have their eye on. Congressman Obey held it forever, pert near. And then Republicans managed to take it when he retired. Do Democrats have hopes of taking this one back?
I think they do. I think this is considered a seat that is competitive. How competitive it is, we really don't know at this point. But polling by left-leaning organizations show that that his approval numbers in his district are very soft. And so I think at least the Democrats are looking at this as a potential pickup for them.
Mm-hmm. I was just checking the numbers of the last two elections, though. Congressman Duffy won over Julie Lassa pretty handily, over Pat Kreitlow a little more handily, but you're saying latest polling, Democrats are reading the tea leaves saying they do have a shot here.
Yeah, according to polling that they cite and some left-leaning organizations, I believe it was MoveOn.org as well as public policy polling. I think they had his approval ratings somewhere in the 40s, mm-hmm. something like that. So they consider it really a soft at best.
And of course, you announce that you're running for office, and the opposing party reacts within seconds, usually these days.
Yes, and the Republican Party of Wisconsin was quick with a press release after she made her announcement. The party officials said, quote, she would be nothing more than a blank check for Barack Obama. So again, this is an attempt to connect her candidacy with the president, which the Republicans here in the state think might be a winning formula for them.
Democrats have shied away from primaries in that race, I think. Any indication that there might be somebody else, or too soon to tell on that?
Yeah, Democratic officials also sent out a release saying, you know, they were happy to hear about the candidacy, but they did not say whether or not there would be a Democratic primary at this point. Nobody else has come forward, so that's very much an open question.
We mentioned the DNR earlier, and they've made some news this week. The board, I gather, the DNR board met and made some recommendations. What was on their agenda?
Yeah, so they tackled a few things this week, one having to do with wildlife. The DNR, the board voted to expand the area that bobcats actually can be hunted. Now, as it currently stands, the area that they can be hunted is roughly north of Highway 64. Mm-hmm. Now, if the legislature agrees with the DNR board, a zone would be created south of that border so that the bobcats could be hunted south of Highway 64. Basically, officials say the population is healthy and it's expanding, and that it makes sense to expand the area where they can be hunted in limited numbers.
Okay. A couple other highlights from the DNR?
Yeah, the DNR board also agreed to ban hunting and trapping along an expansion of the Oak Leaf Trail in Milwaukee County. Now, neither of those things are allowed right now because the trail runs through some pretty populated areas, but they had to get this done bureaucratically. They had to make it official in order to capture some funding that would make the trail expansion possible.
Looking ahead, any big things you are looking to cover in the next week or two?
Yeah, we talked about it briefly last week, but I think it's worth mentioning again, the Farm Bill, the 2008 Farm Bill, which was supposed to be passed by now. It has not been. The Congress just passed an extension that will get us through early next year. Basically, it's just an extension of current farm policy. It, you know, from all accounts, it's looking like Congress might actually pass a new farm bill. It might even happen in January. There are some congressmen involved in the agriculture committees, both in the Senate and the House, who are indicating that they are very, very close to a deal. So certainly for the first time in a long time, I'm actually feeling kind of optimistic about Congress passing a farm bill here in the near future.
Well, those of us who either grow or eat food will be keeping an eye on that one. Noah, thanks a lot for joining us.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
That was WPR Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky.